Good morning from the Rainbow Broadcasting News Center. I'm Casey Peacock with your Mix 107.5 local news update. Mitt Romney will not be among the Republican candidates taking part in Saturday's straw poll in Ames, Iowa. Independent pollster Ann Selzer says it's not necessarily a bad strategy for Romney.
I think what he wants to do is let the other candidates slug it out against each other, and then he stands above that looking more presidential, more looking for the long term.
American workers are wrestling with what they should do about their 401ks. Should they ride out the market losses or pick up some bargains? Sean Tully with Fortune Magazine says corporate profits are as high as they will likely be. Mix Local News is up next. And in local news, despite the hundreds of protesters on site during Thursday's groundbreaking ceremony for the Ute Pipeline Project intake station, officials in attendance pushed forward with the ceremony. As protesters shouted from the sidelines to save our lake and go home, Clovis Mayor Gayla Brumfield, at midpoint of her speech, addressed the protesters.
We don't want to drain the lake. We love Ute Lake. That is not the point at all. We believe in working with the communities and making sure that we can all have what the reservoir was intended for, but also that we can work with Logan and with Tutankhamun to make sure that it is a viable and will continue to be a viable interest.
In attendance were several officials from the local, state, and federal level, including Senator Jeff Bingaman, who has been instrumental in getting this project up and going over the years. According to officials, work on the intake station is expected to begin within 3 months. Shane McNichol, 31, of Portales, has been charged with residential burglary and possession of burglary tools, both of which are felony charges. Information shows that a Portales resident contacted the Portales Police Department late Thursday night in reference to a subject being in the back of a residence located in the 500 block of West 15th Street. Through the investigation, McNichol was found hiding in the residence with a backpack containing items taken from a drawer within the residence, as well as sets of keys and other tools not belonging to the homeowner. McNichol was arrested and transported to the Roosevelt County Detention Center, where he was being held without bond. This has been your Friday morning local news update. Have a great weekend. I'm Casey Peacock on Mix 107.5. Good morning from the Rainbow Broadcasting News Center. I'm Casey Peacock with your Mix 107.5 local news update. Measles are making a comeback this year, both in the U.S. and Europe. CNN's Elizabeth Cohen reports there are steps that can be taken to ward this off, even for babies.
First of all, make sure that your children and you stay current with vaccines. If you're traveling abroad, particularly to Europe, vaccinate a baby early. You can get a baby vaccinated before age one if you go to your pediatrician and discuss it. Make sure you get that vaccination at least a month before travel.
European Union leaders ended marathon talks early Thursday after reaching an agreement on debt crisis measures. Included is a hard-fought deal with private sector investors to take a 50% loss on Greek bonds. Mix Local News is up next. And in local news, investigators with the Curry County Sheriff's Office have arrested Jeffrey Jackson, 44, on charges of child solicitation by electronic device, a third-degree felony. Jackson, a Texas Army National Guard recruiter assigned to the 36th Infantry Division's recruiting and retention unit in Lubbock, was arrested in Clovis Tuesday when he arrived at a decoy house with the intent to engage in inappropriate actions with what he thought was a 15-year-old female. Jackson had previously made contact with the female through an internet social networking site that was being monitored by the Curry County Sheriff's Office Internet Predator Unit. Jackson arrived at the decoy house in a government-issued vehicle in full U.S. Army fatigue uniform. He was supposed to have been at a high school in Texas on Tuesday for recruiting purposes, and Jackson's superiors were unaware he was traveling to Clovis. Jackson was booked into the Curry County Detention Center with bail being set at $10,000. Despite the weather that is blasting across the area this morning, there have been no cancellations reported for area schools or businesses. The National Weather Service reports that a freeze warning continues to be in effect through 9 o'clock this morning for Curry and Quay counties. Some areas could have limited visibility due to the falling sleet. Motorists are being advised to use caution when traveling and to be aware of potential icy patches in the roadways. And on a side note, despite today's wintry weather, crews with the City of Clovis Traffic Department will be changing out and reprogramming the traffic signals at Mabry and Norris. Due to the work that is being conducted, officials report that some temporary delays in the aforementioned area may occur.